Our carol for Epiphany is called No Small Wonder. The text is by Paul Wigmore, who tells how both the poem and the song came to be. He writes, "One November morning in 1983, the young composer, Paul Edwards, gathered up his week's bundle of laundry and was about to leave for the local launderette when he remembered the envelope. It had come in the post that morning. He quickly opened it and scanned the letter. It was from me. And the letter ended with a new work, a carol, and he means a carol text, for Advent and Christmas, just 3 short verses. Paul Edwards had already set a number of my lyrics for choir, and this was a new one. He slipped it into his pocket. It would be something to read while he waited for the machine to do the washing, he thought. Then, as an afterthought, he picked up a sheet of music manuscript paper as well. He just might get an idea while he waited for his laundry. In the launderette, he loaded the machine and sat down. He took out the envelope and read the poem. He grabbed the scrap of music paper and began writing." Now, trying to imagine how any composer could write this profound music while surrounded by the noise of washing machines is practically impossible. The words to this carol had a similarly unlikely beginning. Earlier that November, I must have heard someone use the phrase, "small wonder." Those two words stuck in my head for the rest of the day, and they were the first thing I thought of when I woke up the next morning. All through that day, they went round and round in my head. I tried writing it down to see if that would stop, and then I had an idea. I was in the middle of writing lyrics for a new collection of Christmas carols for the Royal School of Church Music, and I wondered if I might write a carol based on the words. And so the carol emerged, eventually finding its way into the heart of the choir of King's College, Cambridge, and being sung by them during the BBC Christmas broadcast from King's in the year 2000.